November 27, 1932, the human wool is like paper on which the divine image is coined, and God places on it the numerical value that he wants. Example: God enclosed in the act of the creature. I am always prey of the divine fiat. My littleness never tires of going around and inside of it, with the certain hope of consuming myself in its light, and with the appetite of penetrating ever more into its knowledges in order to taste new divine tastes, because every additional knowledge is an additional taste that one receives, and it whets the appetite to want to taste others. Oftentimes one feels an insatiable hunger that is never satisfied, and would want to always remain with the mouth open in order to receive the celestial food. So my mind was crowded with so many things that regarded the divine will, that if I wanted to write everything, I do not know where I would go to get the paper. Therefore I limit myself for as much as I can. And since some doubt crept into my mind, my celestial teacher Jesus, visiting his little newborn, told me, "Blessed daughter, one act then has more value when the good that there is inside is known. And however more is known, so much more one acquires, because the creature does that act on the basis of the value that he knows, and our paternal goodness does not know how to deceive or trick anyone. If we make known what is the value in that act, it is because we want to give the value that we manifested. And the certain sign is the knowledge itself, that it already possesses that value by itself. We act like a king who takes a paper that has no value, and places their 100, their 1,000, their 1,000,000. The paper is the same quality, the same form, but according to the number, so is the value it possesses. Therefore what gives value to the paper, is the number and image of the king, who uses it as money for the kingdom. Now we do the same thing. The paper is the act of the creature, the knowledge is our divine image, and the value is the number that we place. Therefore, what is the wonder if we say that one single act in our will exceeds in value all the acts together done outside of it by all other creatures? It is our image that coins itself as on paper in the human act, and the value of our knowledge that places the number. Are we not owners who can place the number that we want on the paper of the human volition? If the king is owner of placing the number that he wants on a most vile paper, even more are we in order to form the money that must flow in our outer fatherland. Beyond this, our will was a gratuitous gift we gave to man. He paid us nothing in order to have it, nor did he have money or sufficient means to pay us, except the most vile paper of his human will that, to his misfortune, he didn't even want to lend in order to have our great gift. And then, we were his most tender and most loving father, and between father and children accounts are not kept, because one knows that the father must give to the children, and they are obligated by the duty of justice to love and hold in esteem what the father gives them. Here, therefore, the necessity for the knowledge is about the divine will, and we make them degree by degree so that the creature appreciates this gift so great, that we want to gratuitously give her. Knowledge generates the appetite, the desire to know more, and the human volition disposes itself, little by little, to undergo the transformation, the unification of the divine will. And we, without making accounts, nor paying attention to whether she can pay us or not, place our image in an incalculable number of a divine value. And we are content to see our children rich and happy, with our same divine happiness and riches. Beyond this, my sweetest Jesus added, "My daughter, you must know that as the creature works in our will, she undergoes the divine fecundity in her act, that forms the divine seed in all of her acts, that circulating in all the soul, forms the divine seed in the thought, in the word, in everything, in such a way that one sees in her little act the sweet enchantment of her Creator, happy to give his life, through his lovable presence, to the act of the creature. Oh! If all could see the sweet surprise, the unheard-of prodigy, the supreme being encloses in the brief round of the human act, they would remain so stupefied, that the whole prodigy of the universe would be a beautiful nothing compared to this. Therefore, There is a great difference between one who operates in my will and one who operates without it. The first one is source from which the font can boast that its water never ends, and that can give water to whoever wants it without ever drying up. The second is a font that does not rise up and is dry. The first is fecund earth, and its meadows are always in bloom. The second is sterile earth that hardly produces some wild plant. The first has the sun at her disposition, that lets her drink large sips of light, of sweetness, of sanctity, of invincible patience, of heroism, and of sacrifices. The second has the night that gives sips in order to maintain her passions, to weaken her and make her lose the sight of heaven. The difference between the one and the other is great. Therefore, be attentive and let my divine will consume you and transform you completely into its light. Fiat.